And one thing that you see with this, and here we have some county maps with the Republicans here in blue, unfortunately, but look at Wisconsin, which had gone for the Democratic Party in the previous election. It's entirely going Republican. William Jennings Bryan was a teetotaler himself. He said that prohibition should be a local issue. Eventually, he became a national prohibitionist. But this sort of evangelical creed of William Jennings Bryan did not play well in German areas. And you see, especially in Wisconsin, in Minnesota as well, a wholesale rejection. Yes, a question?
Just a comment. When teen drinking fell across the United States, two states it didn't fall in, California and Wisconsin.
Oh, interesting. When teen drinking fell, Wisconsin and California not going along with that. Yeah, that's I hadn't realized. That's quite interesting. Look at some of these patterns. I mean, one thing you can see is how much control the Democratic Party had at the state level in South Carolina. And you can see that states really did matter. Compare South Carolina and Georgia. Look at Mississippi. Look at how intensely Democratic voting many of these areas were in the South. You can see long-standing patterns of Republican support in eastern Tennessee, parts of southeastern Kentucky as well. But you know, look at New England, entirely going for William McKinley in this election. So again, a real clear demographic divide here in this election.